Christopher Pennington with lots of young musicians in the future, trying out all the different instruments with the members of the Cornell Symphony. So about this next piece, usually we do a piece without conductor in the Cornell Chamber Orchestra. And that's for a number of reasons, but it's one of the primary reasons is to try to improve interpersonal nonverbal communication, which I think in our society is really crucial, that you cultivate your communication skills, not just verbally, but nonverbally. So those of you who are watching, please pay attention to who is leading at different moments, because it's unlike a conductor leading the whole piece, and there are seven different variations, including a coda, where each variation has to be started by a different member of the orchestra. And there's lots of communication that will be happening without anybody counting off, but just by each individual member communicating with their eyes, with their breath, with how they move their body. So there's seven different opportunities. So you might want to clap in between variations, but save that for the end of the piece, which ends quite beautifully and quietly, and then see if you can watch all the communication that happens between the orchestra members. So Orestes, variations on the theme of Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
those of you who were alive back in 1894, the mode of transportation, how we dressed, how we ate, and how much things changed in the intervening 13 years. So obviously, music changes as well. So we have the composer in attendance today. Where is it? Right there. So if you can imagine, and then he's writing about the end of times, which is hopefully the field of our teaching. And so he employs a solo violin, which is a string orchestra, and a grand orchestra, which is going to be run by Ryan Nicola, who's sitting on stage there, setting up the computer. So actually in the orchestra, there is a computer that is being played. We also have a very strange setup. And unusually, in a string orchestra, usually it's first violin, second violin, viola, and third bass. But in this piece, we have first violin, second violin, third violin. And then viola is divided into two parts, viola one, viola two. And the cello is divided into two parts, viola cello one, cello two. I have to stand further because still standing up. And then we have our wonderful soloist, Ariana Kim, who's our violin professor, and she will be here playing the solo part. And many times we have musical materials that is right the same as her materials, but sometimes in contrast to her materials as well. If you read the program notes, Jorge has given you a description of the piece and also how to look at the electronics. It's actually really interesting. I won't talk further about his process. Here's Ariana Kim. One more time, thank you to Dickey's Music, which have provided instruments for our instrument petting zoo. Please support your local music dealers. It's great to have a local shop like that who is willing to work with in providing instrument petting zoo. When I was a kid and growing up in Korea, no one ever did an instrument petting zoo for me, so I didn't get to see a string instrument until I got to the United States. It's all changed. It's much better.
Thank you.
we'll travel further back in time for the Pirelli, so we'll just reset the Pirelli. Special effects. So as you can see, we have changed the setting of the orchestra once again, but in the Pirelli, we have two groups actually. We have the solo group, which includes the Irene on the solo cello, and then the piano part, which is the rest of the orchestra, is divided in this way. The placement of first violins and second violins are stereophonic to imitate what the soloists, the kind of musical conversation the soloists have. So you'll have like a four-way conversation at one point. You'll have the two soloists having a musical dialogue with each other, and then the first and second violins having a musical dialogue in support, sometimes the same lines, sometimes slightly different lines. And then you have this lower bass group with the hot score and the cellos and the basses that act as a foundation for the whole piece. So listen for those interrelationships. Once again, I'm not in the piece, because the soloists will be leading, and I find, I don't know what it is about these guys, when I actually conduct, sometimes they say, you know, he's going to count for me, so I'm not going to count, because I can depend on that cue. And somehow, the music making becomes more intense when I ask them to be more responsible. Give them more responsibility, they play better. How about that? So, our soloists.
Thank you. Thank you.